It is a day of fast-moving developments in Washington where senators are reviewing the FBI's investigation of sexual misconduct accusations against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. Undecided Republican Maine Senator Susan Collins praised the investigation as thorough. Arizona Senator Jeff Flake said the investigation had produced no new corroborating information against Kavanaugh. Republicans head for an initial vote on the nomination tomorrow. Joining us now, NBC senior politics editor Beth Fooey. Hi, Beth.
Hey, Jeremy.
And what do you make of what we're hearing from Collins and Jeff Flake? And what about Lisa Murkowski, another undecided Republican?
Well, our team caught up with Lisa Murkowski on the Hill not long ago, and she said she's reviewing the information. She really didn't give much indication of where her vote would go. But look, with Senator Collins now saying calling the investigation thorough, Senator Flake saying it produced no new corroborating information, as you said, that's a sign that they essentially got what they needed to vote yes for this nomination. This FBI investigation, however brief and not conclusive as it probably was, given how few how we've learned that not that many people were interviewed, mm-hmm. and the whole thing just took place over the course of a few days. It was enough to give these undecided Republicans some cover and probably enable them to vote yes.
Well, and in fact, Ford was not interviewed by the FBI for this, and neither was Kavanaugh.
That's right.
Judiciary Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley said it showed no hint of misconduct by Kavanaugh, but Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer disagreed. Here he is.
We had many fears that this was a very limited process that would constrain the FBI from getting all the facts. Having received a thorough briefing on the documents, those fears have been realized.
So that's the message from Senate Democrats. Where do they go from here? Do you expect that Chuck Schumer and Dianne Feinstein are going to be talking to Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski and Jeff Flake to try to get them on their side?
Well, they've got a problem in their own caucus, actually. Senator Manchin from West Virginia has not yet indicated how he's going to vote. Heidi Heitkamp, probably the most endangered red state Democrat this year, member of the Senate from North Dakota, has not indicated. So Democrats could lose some votes as well. Look, right now it's looking very, very promising for the judge to be confirmed. There's no indication that any of this has changed anybody's minds up there. It's given Collins and Flake certainly enough cover to vote yes. And particularly if Democrats stand to lose a vote or two, it's very hard to see how this nomination goes down.
We're 1 month away from the midterm elections, and you watch Schumer and Feinstein come out this morning in front of the cameras, give a prepared statement, take no questions, not really say much except that the investigation may have been limited by the White House. And then you compare that to President Trump at this rally the other day, strongly defending his nominee, mocking Christine Blasey Ford. What is the strategy on the part of the Democrats that they wouldn't, when they've got the cameras of the nation focused on them, take more of the spotlight, take more time to talk about their position?
Well, look, it's really hard to compete with President Trump in any case. He just commands the stage more than anybody on the planet Earth at this moment. So we can't really compare him, the Senate Democrats, to him. However, I would agree with you that they've really sort of blown any opportunity to make a strong case for why, even if ultimately this FBI investigation was left inconclusive, that this candidate, Brett Kavanaugh, is not appropriate for this position. We've talked quite a bit about the fact that he has been untruthful. He was untruthful in his testimony last Thursday in that big mega hearing, but also even during his hearing, his initial hearing, where he was not forthcoming about certain things that he did during the George W. Bush years when he was a staff member. He has been untruthful about his drinking. We certainly know that now. And probably more importantly, he declared himself a political partisan last Thursday. He got up and said in front of that committee and in front of the nation that he would take revenge on Democrats if he were confirmed onto the court. That's how angry he felt about how he, in his mind, had been pursued by Democratic partisans. So he stood up and said, I'm going to vote against them, essentially. He said, what goes around comes around. And yet Democrats have made very little of the fact that he is a declared partisan. So there's no question that they've missed some opportunities here, Jeremy.
Set the table for us, Beth. What happens now? What happens tomorrow with this vote and then through the weekend?
Well, you know, the Senate is a peculiar place with its own peculiar rules. So what's going to happen is this cloture motion that Majority Leader McConnell put into play last night has to go over 2 days. Once you put the cloture motion in, you cannot vote on anything related to the nomination the next day, that being today. Mm-hmm. So tomorrow, that means that this thing comes up for cloture. What that means in human terms is you're sending it out to the floor for final passage. So there's one more chance right now, basically, for Senate Democrats for some of these undecided folks to vote no. Mm-hmm. And then they'll have another chance when the final passage comes along, probably on Saturday after several hours of debate. So perhaps something new will come up between the cloture vote and the final vote that will change people's minds about this nomination. But right now, it doesn't really look like it's going that way.
Beth Fooey, NBC senior politics editor, thank you.
You bet. Thank you.